Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from, obviously, the Chamber of Commerce, and you can go to DurangoBusiness.org to check out all of our exciting things that we have going on. But I have Stephanie Weber, the Executive Director from Durango Nature Studies. Say that three times real fast. Obviously, I can't. See, told you I'd babble and mess something up. But welcome, first off, back to Durango.
Thanks, Jack. It is just an extreme pleasure to be back to the place I've considered home. I spent my adolescent years here and moved away at the age of 16 and wandered a few places across the country. And Durango always had a homing beacon. So when the opportunity to join Durango Nature Studies came up, it was a no-brainer. And sign me up. Absolutely. So great to be back.
Well, congratulations, and great for Durango Nature Studies to have you on board because you have kind of that nonprofit background. So how's the transition been?
It's been wonderful. I walked into a program or an organization that has just a great array of programs. The staff that is on board is passionate and talented, and they make these things happen. We have a host of volunteers who make us able to do what we can do on a limited budget. And so it's just a pleasure to be part of the team and you know, move us into our next phase.
Well, so, and I want to ask because, you know, you guys have been around 25 years?
25 years next year, officially.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you are one of the few, I'm going to say, nonprofits around that actually own property. And you've had property out by Bondad for 20 years.
Yeah, we have our nature center. It's pretty rustic, but we all love it. It's 140 acres right at the south of Bondad Hill. It plays host to our education programs and a lot of our community workshops. And every time I've taken somebody out there who's never visited it before, they're just amazed. So I would encourage listeners, if you haven't ever been out to the nature center. We are open limited hours just because it is a conservation easement and it is a wildlife preserve. We're only open on Saturdays from May through October for the public, but this is our 20th anniversary and we want to celebrate it. So hope to see more people out there.
So you mentioned May through October. So this time, of course, with no snow, do you have the facilities closed down and let nature do its thing, so to speak?
Currently, yeah. I mean, we'll take advantage of opportunities. For example, we've got some high school students coming out this week as part of their internship program to do some trail surveying and things like that for us. But yeah, it's sleeping at this point. And starting after spring break, we'll start up our education programs again with the schools, and then we're open to the public in May. So yeah.
That is fantastic. You know, now, I think now this is, I got to think back 20 some years. I used to be in the media and television, and I believe way back when we did a little tour out there in a news story. And I'm thinking I went out there and was like, oh, this is really cool. But a lot has changed, obviously, in 20 years. So if someone wants to come out, what are some of the things that they can expect? Because 140 acres is a good chunk of land, so to speak. And then I know you have the creek, the river runs also through the property?
Yes. So Florida River runs through the property. Basically, it is a place to disconnect from technology and reconnect with our natural space. We have a series of trails out there. We encourage folks to bring a picnic. If they're not participating in a workshop, they can just go and wander and observe and just kind of reconnect with that, you know, with our world.
Wow. You know, and I think that is so important anymore with, not looking at the phone, not trying to, get a Wi-Fi signal or whatever it might be, and actually just sit down and, listen to the Florida River and watch the wildlife and experience what is going on. So what are some of the things? I mean, the eagles nesting out in that area? I mean, what are some of the things that I would have that wow factor? factor if I came out to Durango Nature Studies?
Well, we have an array of animals out there. I wrote an article in the Durango Herald not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Ravens are our security guards, so okay. They'll announce somebody's on the property. But we do have a host of songbirds and all kinds of waterfowl that if you take time, you will see them for.
Yeah,
mammals and insects and things like that. It is a wonderful place for praying mantises. There's rarely a student group out there who does not encounter all kinds of them. Later in the fall, around September and October, during the breeding season for tarantulas, you'll see a number of tarantulas out there, and they're fascinating creatures. I admit
they're big hairy spiders, not. Fascinating. Anyway, go ahead.
I admit I had to overcome maybe some initial fear, and I went out there, to acquaint myself with them, and they're fascinating to watch. And I think, that's the message with all wildlife, right? If we just take time to learn and understand, it becomes exciting and fascinating rather than something to fear. So
right. Oh, absolutely. Well, they are fascinating the way they crawl along. So let me ask you, if somebody wants to learn more about Durango Nature Studies, website, Facebook page, what's the best way?
Website, we work hard, and sometimes I do fall a little bit behind, but I try to keep it as up to date as possible. We do have a lot of our programs on community calendars, social media, Facebook and Instagram are the two that we use readily.
Okay.
Just
go on Facebook and look up Durango Nature Studies. And if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Stephanie, the new director. I'm going to say new because you've been on board
7 months now.
Oh, wow. So that is new.
Okay.
Definitely.
Right. If
that's
you say
new.
So.
for me, who's an old guy, 11 years of the chamber now, whatever it's been. But so let me ask you this. What are some of the challenges that you guys will be facing, looking into the future?
Well, for any nonprofit, funding is our reality.
Right.
And, I think we have an amazing set of programs that we have in place. We literally reach every Durango student from K through 7th grade annually with our environmental education programs. Our educators go into the classroom 1 hour a week, and then the following week, the entire grade will come out to either the Nature Center, or this time of year they go north, usually for snowshoe programs. This year we've had some difficulties.
Well, lack thereof, snowshoe.
Yeah, but we're all in the same boat, so everybody's
right.
been super understanding, but we have a half-day field experience for these kids. So, they're with us every year for 8 years, even nine. We don't have all eighth grade programs, but most eighth grade programs. So they really get a sense of the community.
Sure.
But that's a program that we are fundraising for because we're a partner with the school, but we don't get funding from the school.
Okay.
So we look to raise those funds in addition to our other community workshops and programs and things like that. So
if someone's looking to donate and contribute to Durango Nature Studies, what is the best way they can go about doing that besides sitting down with you writing a big fat check?
That's an easy way.
Yeah.
But we are able to do what we're doing now because of volunteers.
Oh,
and
okay.
They're so, we're blessed with the fact that we have so many experts in this community and so many people who are passionate about what we're doing that they're willing to give their time and energy. If there's a desire, we'll find a place for you.
So you can volunteer, and whether it's, I'm assuming, I'm making this up, whether it might be some trail work or going out and actually giving tours to the students, a variety of things I would imagine that can be done.
Exactly, exactly. And in this kind of special period for us, our 20th anniversary for the Nature Center, and 25th as an organization, we really want to just highlight expertise. So, if there are biologists out here who want to share their knowledge with a community workshop or what have you, my goal is to make our programs as accessible to as many people as possible. possible.
So let me ask this. So let's say someone like myself, who's a novice when it comes to nature. I mean, I went out and did my scout stuff when I was younger, go camping once in a great while. Is there something that you could say, you know what, Jack? Yeah, we can find a fit for you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It would depend on your time, your interest, and our needs. But, you know, I'm a strong believer that we can always find a fit for those willing. Yeah.
Now, let me ask this. Let's say, because I used to do scouts way back in the day. And if I have a scout troop, is that something that you could accommodate? And I could say,
absolutely.
Okay, we meet
yeah.
on, I'm making this up, Tuesday afternoons, 4:30, and it's after May. Can you make a special arrangement for a group like that to come out?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And we actually, a number of projects out at the Nature Center have been scout projects too.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something a scout troop would want to do, we can figure out a project, or we can just do tours or what have you. So like
probably
I say,
Eagle Scout projects, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So we've got a need for improving our signage out there. You know, mm-hmm. It's held up well, but we have some pretty strong sunshine out there. And so
right.
over the years, it's gotten worn away. So, you know, things like improving our signage and just making sure the trails are in good condition for the student groups that come out, et cetera. There's always stuff to be done on a piece of property, as we all know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, I'm talking with Stephanie Weber with Durango Nature Studies. And if you are interested, you can check them out on Facebook or just Google Durango Nature Studies. You're in your 25th year, 20 years of owning the property, which is phenomenal. Now, is that property, is that, I want to say, clear and free? I mean, own the property?
It is, yes.
Oh, wow, how nice.
Yeah, yeah, so it is, you know, it is fully owned by Durango Nature Studies,
mm-hmm.
and so we don't have to worry about that. You know, we will probably embark on a strategic plan to say, okay, what does it look like, you know, over the
sure.
next 20 years?
Right.
You know, right now it's maintained its natural state for the most part. We have a pavilion out there just for shelter in case...
Right.
We need it during the summer.
Exactly.
And, you know, a couple bridges out there and a welcome center at the top at the parking area. But other than that, there's very little that's been done to the property. So
if somebody does want to schedule a tour or bring a group out, again, what is the best way to contact Durango Nature Studies?
Probably calling me directly.
Okay.
And I'm reachable.
What is that? Are you going to give that number out?
I suppose I can. Yeah. It is 970-769-1800. And
so one more time, 769-1800. Okay.
So, and I'm as responsive as I can be. So, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and again, if you want to donate to Durango Nature Studies, I highly, highly recommend you consider donating to this program, because of all the students you literally have, you mentioned earlier, kindergarten through seventh grade?
Every student. Yeah. Yeah.
And that, does that include Ignacio Bayfield 9R?
They, so the every student is definitely 9R.
Mm-hmm.
We have had funding in the past to provide programs to Bayfield and Ignacio, you know, their full school district as well.
Right.
We currently are not in that position, but.
Well, they need to get on board. No, I'm just kidding. I'm getting trouble
we are,
now.
We definitely are always looking for funding, because we would love to be able to provide the service to all La Plata County students. But we also have a lot of students from schools in New Mexico that come.
Nice.
we reach down into New Mexico, not so much Arizona or Utah,
mm-hmm.
but between northern
the four
New Mexico.
Corners.
Yep, exactly. So
every cool.
year it's about 5,000 students that come through our programs.
Wow.
So 5, yeah.
5,000, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
so,
is phenomenal.
For a group, you know, for a community this size and an organization, you know, that has three educators and you know, three full-time educators and a part-time educator, we do a lot with a little.
Yeah, you do. And yeah. again, if you have a biology background or just any kind of background and you have some time to volunteer, I would highly encourage you to get out and get involved with Durango Nature Studies. Got about 30 seconds left. What have I forgotten?
I think we've covered it. Definitely, I would encourage people to sign up and stay abreast of what we've got. It's going to be a fun couple years, I think, and we'd love to have everybody celebrate with us.
And you guys do a newsletter, if I'm not mistaken.
We do electronic newsletter, so on our website, you can sign up for that as well and get have stuff pushed to you. So we try not to inundate folks, but want to keep you informed too.
But you can get it, and then you can get out and check out Durango Nature Studies.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Jack, for the opportunity.
No problem. Thanks for being a chamber member, too.
All right. Absolutely. Everybody should.
Yep. Amen to that. Quote right there. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.